Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the truth behind JoJo's MTV Cribs episode, the drama of Tom Hanks' niece on the Claim to Fame reality show, the best way to skin a Furby, and what not to throw on stage at a Pink concert. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Back again, girl.
Back again. We didn't start the fire.
Oh, my God. We're not getting right into it. You don't want to even say hello. You don't even say good morning. You don't even say, "How's your week? How are you? What is up?" Always hamburger help her, never hamburger help me.
Oh my God.
Everybody say sausage.
Oh my God.
Everybody keep it going.
Yeah, eggs, bacon, sausage.
Eggs, bacon, grits, sausage.
What are grits? Keep it going.
Grits. I always picture grits as like, not oatmeal. What's that? A cream of wheat? You know cream of wheat?
I don't know cream of wheat.
You've never had cream of wheat?
No, I haven't.
Cream of wheat. I actually
we were
liked
a household
it.
When I was younger where it was very much make what you want to eat. And mm-hmm. and so you think
and
I was
you
pulling
didn't
out
cream,
want
a cream
of wheat?
Of the wheat?
you think it was even on the menu, honey?
You know, okay, so the texture of cream
you
of
had menus?
The texture of cream of wheat's a little more sand, but it's like, you know, do you make microwave oatmeal? When you make your birthday cake oatmeal, is that instant?
Yes.
So do you measure the water with a cup
when
you put it before you put it in the microwave? You just eyeball it.
I eyeball it. I'm not a chump.
Right. So sometimes, you know, when you put a little, you don't put enough water and then it's like thick.
Yeah.
Well, when you do that with cream of wheat, it kind of eats like sand, but it was kind of good.
Okay. Well, no, thank you.
I'll send you some in the mail.
Okay. So is that grits?
I honestly don't know, but I just pictured the texture similarly.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
I didn't know I was your grit specialist, honey.
Well, on the pod, I believe you are the grit specialist.
Well, let me look up. What are
you have grit?
Grit.
You have grit. Don't you think you have grit?
Grits are a porridge made from cornmeal.
Well, what the hell is porridge?
Porridge?
Porridge is giving me those Three Bears vibes. They had porridge.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I saw, speaking of bears, I saw a TikTok of this pig that was all, went nose to nose with a bear and was all, "Get the fuck out of my yard, bear."
For pride? A pig went nose to nose with a bear.
Pride's over. And so is take break down it the up. Rainbows.
Break it up.
Put the Pride merch back in the warehouse.
I don't like it when people are all like, the wrinkles in a Pride flag are for the elderly LGBTQ.
No one has ever said that.
Google it. People say that. People say it. It's grow up.
Do we need a wrinkle for the old gays?
Yes, it's inclusion.
Am I part of the wrinkle now?
You're a wrinkle in time. You are represented in the wrinkle. But to me, it's giving lazy. It's like iron your flag. Steam it.
Oh, you steam your flag?
If you are a Planet Fitness and you put up a Pride flag, you better steam it before you put it up. I find it to be homophobic if I go into your Crunch Fitness or your gym, your Gold's Gym, and there's a singular Pride flag and it's got wrinkles. Tell me you don't care.
You
just
think
say
they
that
have,
instead.
You think they have an iron at the gym?
Well, you're certainly pumping iron.
The last time I was home, I went to the gym at a Planet Fitness because it's like one of the only ones in my hometown.
I like the purple and the yellow scheme.
Babe, they didn't even have towels. They didn't even have towels for you if you wanted to shower in their establishment. You think they have an iron?
They had showers?
This woman looked at me like I was crazy when I said, do you have any shower or any towels for the shower? And she was like, what? BYO towel?
BYOT. Biat! What's the sound of, you know, in like, ratatata?
Ratatitata? Yeah, I'm pussy bitch.
Rakatitata is dangerously close to like, ratata. Garatata.
What's ratata? Garatata. What is
it's
that?
Like the sound of a shooting gun, I think.
Oh, my. No, well, no, no, no. Are you talking about when they're all like, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da?
Ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Yeah, I think.
One of the housewives from.
It's kind of that.
One of the housewives from Atlanta is from Jamaica, and she. And her family are always about that ratatata life.
Okay, and
so here she is. We're bringing her on the podcast. Welcome, hey, Olympic hey. Medalist Sonia something.
Sotomayor.
No, no, not that.
No. Hey, no. Did you see the news about JoJo?
Did you say juicy?
Did you see?
Speaking of juicy.
The juicy the baby.
Okay, did what are you see, asking?
Did you see?
I think a drag name, the juicy the baby, is a good one.
The juicy the no, the mini
the juicy.
The
juicier the baby.
The juicier the baby.
Did I see what now?
Did you see about JoJo?
Which JoJo? There's too many JoJos in this world now for me to just know one JoJo.
And I have an Aunt JoJo. Can you believe? JoJo of Get Out, Leave.
Okay, yes.
Did you hear about her Cribs episode?
I mean, I watched it when it came out 20 years
ago. So did I. It was a groundbreaking landmark moment of MTV culture.
Wasn't it just a home?
It was just a home.
I feel like there was like a child in a big wheel driving around either the front yard or the backyard.
Well, JoJo recently said in an interview that I saw on TikTok that it wasn't her home? That wasn't even her home. It was the richest person in her family's home in like another city. So they like all went and filmed it there. And they just like, you know how her like gold record, like platinum record frame thing was just like leaning up against the wall. It wasn't even hung. It was like on the carpet leaning against the wall.
And because she's all, it wasn't like, her home.
Because it wasn't her home. Well, now I understand. Like, it was always kind of like, what is going on here? But now we finally said it.
And
so it feels good to know that my instincts were right about that when I was six. It feels good. I feel validated that you were like, that I said something.
Something's going on here.
Something's
afoot.
brushing the the shavings of my foot off the boat. Something's afoot.
Did your feet ever clear up?
They're clear.
Did you ever get rid of your big, big callus?
No, she's still hanging.
Did you go back for double dippins?
I haven't done the second foot thing. But I will say this, a lot of our listeners
have been shedding the details.
Everyone has shedding details. In my chat, everyone's all, oh my God, I'm a week in and it's starting.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I can't do it this weekend because I'm going out of town, but I need to, I guess when I get back right after the 4th, I gotta do my feet.
Learn from me. Learn from my mistakes.
I gotta
don't
do my
do
feet.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, speaking of shedding things.
Sure.
Hey. Not to make it 3 weeks in a row of episodes of somebody throwing something at a pop star on stage.
We are reaching a cultural moment. Something's going to happen where it's going to be the final straw.
They say bad things come in threes, so maybe we're done after this. But did you hear what someone threw at Pink?
Yes, I have two bullet points for things that Pink has had to deal with on stage.
Well, okay, well, hold on. One was
we come to this Pink show for
the circus, the clownery,
for the circus,
the acrobatics.
But it seems the clowns are in the audience.
How does one bring a bag of ashes through security to the Pink show?
You know they're not checking people. They're patting down. They're not. There's no metal in ashes. You think it's going off in a detector?
Well, you got them down your pants or something, or you just got them in your purse. Oh, these are my ashes.
A little baggie up your gooch.
These are mother's ashes.
Well, how do you smuggle in anything in a bag into a concert? Under your balls.
In your gooch.
In your gooch. So you're telling me this person put a bag of ashes
they tucked mother in and then they did that walk, you know, when you cross
your legs, I know the walk. You better sissy that walk, honey.
They had mother's ashes and they were strutting crisscross applesauce into the venue.
You think there was a leak? A leak in the ashes? The baggie had a little hole, kind of giving like a little Hansel and Gretel, but with grandma's ashes. Mama's ashes. Was it grandma or mama?
We didn't hear from the distributor, but Pink asked, are these ashes?
Are these your mother's ashes? And she goes, I don't know how to feel about this.
And then
that is the most polite way anybody could ever say, you're a fucking freak. Because that's what she meant to say.
I would have ripped that bag open, glitter in the air, honey. I would have waited.
You could do a bump with that.
The most shocking part of the video was that Pink was on stage and not flying around.
Well, how do you think she got the ashes? She
dunking her head
down
in a kiddie pool.
She swooped down into the crowd. Did you see what else somebody gave
her?
Well,
that was day one. Apparently, she's touring. She's got the big circus tour going.
The circus is in town.
The next day, someone gave her a big cheese wheel. Real big.
Now that is what I'm talking about. What kind of cheese?
Who is manning the doors at concert venues? You can just bring in a big wheel of cheese?
People really need to be People don't know concert etiquette. This goes back to the conversation we were having about people screaming at concerts. People just do these children these days nowadays.
Children these days nowadays.
They just don't know.
In my time.
Back in my day.
I had to. The only thing I brought to the Britney Spears concert was binoculars because the seats were so bad and they didn't even used to have like a jumbo screen for you for
Did
viewing.
Did you really? Did you really?
My dad, I can look because Lord knows she's got like a concertography. I was either 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, probably. The Jackson County Fair.
No. She played the Grand Rapids Van Andel Arena. And it was on a weeknight, and my dad got me 4 tickets to see Britney Spears, and in the box with the tickets was a pair of binoculars, and he said, good luck seeing her.
I would like to establish that if you bring something to throw at an artist at a concert, you're a piece of shit. Sorry, that's the end. Even if it's something that you made, bitch, get a meet and greet ticket. If anything, at most meet and greets, they don't allow you to give them anything.
Fan mail.
Get the hint. I'm sorry. They don't want your stuff. And honestly, it means more to you, the experience of like giving it to them. Keep it and have it as a memento of your experience.
Listen, babe, some people's love language is gifts.
Well, let me tell you, your gift is getting put into a garbage. Your favorite artist is not even seeing it. Let me just bear the bad
Someone
news.
Someone has to come out on that stage and sweep up your mother's ashes later. And now where's sweepito. Mother? Where's now mother?
Where's mother? Mother?
Mother's in the dustbin.
Mother's in the dustbin. We didn't start the fire. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, are you watching Claim to Fame?
Oh, that was on my list of things to talk about. And don't even let me tell you, because Lord knows I watched the episode and you saw a clip online.
Okay, so for
first
the people at home who,
first
the,
of all,
let's not get into
all,
what
first
it is.
Of all.
Before we say what the big reveal was,
okay.
Will you explain the premise of the show?
Oh, babe, that's exactly where I was going. Me talking about a reality TV show, you think I'm going to skip
You've got
the good
20
part?
Seconds left.
Okay, so here it is. Like 12 celebrities' relatives in a house trying to guess and eliminate who they're related to. So it's like complete nobodies who have like a famous uncle, a famous
okay,
dad.
Well, let's not call people nobodies. Well, they have worth ain't nobody, outside of their fame.
Ain't nobody you ever
relatives.
Heard of.
So it's the Nepotism Olympics.
I hope I'm going on season 3 and I'm going to tell people I'm related to you.
No, you're you don't need to use my name. You're of the Cool's Deli.
Dynasty.
Yes.
So here we are. So, okay, season 1, if you didn't watch it, it's probably on streaming.
Oh, wait,
somewhere.
We're on season 2? Are you joking?
No, season 1 was so good. It came out last summer. Me and my friends have been counting down the days for season 2, and they are back. And when I tell you they get like big name celebrities, it's not your nobodies. It's not your who the fuck is that. It's like Whoopi Goldberg's granddaughter. Bam.
Well, bitch, here's the reality of the situation.
Everybody's got family.
Every celebrity you've ever known has family that is
well, no. Here's the
eager
thing.
Eager to get cast.
Well, right, but it's like, it's not, I mean, they do their due diligence. It's like legit family members who can prove a relationship and have photos
yeah,
with
I'm
grandma.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So anyways, also the last thing I want to say is in season 1, it's hosted by Kevin Jonas and Frankie Jonas.
Oh, okay. Great.
But in season 2, Frankie Jonas has rebranded as Franklin. So if anybody out there knows anything about Frankie Jonas, he now wants to go by Franklin. He's an adult. Here we are.
Okay.
So
Franklin?
Anyways,
L-Y-N-N?
Yes, two words. So here we are okay. At the end of episode 1. And it's all
where do
like,
they film it? Is it in a mansion?
Some mansion in Hollywood.
Of course. Okay. Like the Escape the Night mansion.
So what they do is they do like a challenge. Somebody wins immunity. There's like a bottom 2.
Immunity? Everybody, is it like Survivor Big Brother?
Yeah, you're eliminating people and the last person standing wins.
How do you get eliminated? Do you vote people out?
No. So like in the first episode, there was a talent show and there was like a live audience and then they ranked everyone. So there was like a favorite talent and then there was a bottom 2. The rest
are,
of the
are
house.
Are we talking like, are they good talents? Are they feeling like Drag Race talent show? Or are they feeling like.
It's like Drag Race talent show. I mean, they certainly montage to like cut through some of the worst parts, but it's very like. They did it in the first episode of last season too. I don't think it's the greatest challenge, but it makes for these celebrity relatives doing stuff that's supposed to.
We need a better
like,
name
like
for them.
Bad singers.
They can't be celebrity relatives. Oh, celebrity relatives. We have. Is there a
what are
name?
They? Celebrity play cousins?
No, celebratives.
Children of the rich.
Children of the fame children.
So here we go. So there's a bottom 2. The rest of the house votes between the bottom 2. Whoever gets the most votes gets to call up one of the other people on stage in front of everybody, and then they guess who their celebrity relative is. And if they get it right, the person that they guessed is eliminated. If they guess wrong, they are eliminated.
Okay.
So, and there's like a clue wall in the house to try to like lead. There's ways to like win hints about other people's. So there we are. The first episode, everybody votes.
Of season two.
Everybody votes this guy into the bottom. He calls out this girl named Carly. He calls her up there. He's like, I'm coming
and
for you.
And she voted for him to
and
be
her
eliminated.
Ass
so
voted
let's
for
just
him.
Establish that because what we are about to see out of her is as if she has been betrayed when he was betrayed by his sister.
Don't bury the lead. Yeah, she voted for him minutes earlier, and then now he's in the bottom 2 and he's choosing to eliminate someone. He thinks she has a pretty easy guess, so he selects her, calls her up there in front of everybody, and he says, I think you're related to Tom Hanks. And sure enough, it's Tom Hanks's niece, so she's eliminated.
I saw the clip that was going viral, yes. And it was from the moment of the two of them are standing there, and he says, I think you're related to Tom Hanks, and then they do a reveal on a screen, and it reveals Tom Hanks, and everyone gasps, and it's you can hear a pin drop, and it...
Well, it's she's all
suddenly as, my attention is stolen because baby, this show looks good.
Well, as soon as he called her name, she's very, I was working with you. I was trying to help you figure out who the others are. How dare you pick me? Even though she had voted his ass in the bottom. So then she gets eliminated. She's still mic'd. She walks back into the house to start packing up her mansion. And boy, does she have some audio for the people at home.
So do you think she knows she's still mic'd? Is she aware of that?
She was giving me like, she was giving me energy that I don't know would be my type of energy for most
of the
show.
What are some of the things she's screaming? Because well, so the entire cast can hear her as she's screaming and packing.
Right. So part of me was like, how exaggerated is this? Like how hot of a hot mic moment is this? But it's like, they're cutting back to the other contestants who can hear her screaming and mumbling and yelling. She's mad. She wants more time. She's mad because there's like a clue wall. It's like this huge full wall that's just got like a ton of clues. Some are random, some are accurate, some are this, some are that. And she was mad because she thought the Tom Hanks clues were very obvious. Like there was the bench from Forrest Gump was like on the wall. There was like an astronaut, which people were saying, was Tom Hanks even in Apollo 13? I don't remember. But she was mad. She thought it was unfair that her clues were obvious. But I think the part that's funny is, it's like every time somebody brought up Tom Hanks, she was trying to deflect it. And I think that's what made it obvious. If somebody called out my person, I wouldn't immediately be like, no, that's not the bench from Forrest Gump.
I'm remembering the clip. She's all, a freaking bench! A freaking bench! It's a freaking bench! Why a bench?
She's mad. She wanted more time. She's like, how am I Tom Hanks' niece eliminated first?
Well, what confused me when she started screaming, I didn't even get to do any challenges. I'm like, there's challenges on the show? What's going on this show?
Yes, they do like little challenges and like, it's interesting. I like this season. We'll see how it goes. But like in the first season, some of the celebrities, I think because they're trying to loop people in, they reveal to the audience who they're related to, like in a confessional. So like as a viewer from home, you knew some of these people were like Whoopi Goldberg's granddaughter. You knew it was like Simone Biles' sister. But this season, they didn't let anybody, they didn't tell us anything in the first episode, which I'm a fan for. I want to guess along with the people at home. I want to guess along with the people playing. I don't want you to just tell me who
everybody
is. So
it's kind of like Big Brother. It's kind of like The Mole. It's kind of like a murder mystery.
But yeah, like I said, it's big celebrities. The one girl got a clue revealed about her. So I think she's like Eddie Murphy's niece. They think the one guy is Neil Degrasse, I don't know how to say his middle name. Neil Degrasse Tyson. What's his name?
Degrasse.
They think it's his son is one of the contestants. So it's like people you know.
You know what?
It's like names you recognize.
For me, this show only works if
Franklin is hosting.
If the celebrity relation approves of the experience.
Because I think they all do, honestly, because
okay, well, then I guess I have no choice but to be on board. But, like, we might be getting these types of caliber season one, season two, but, bitch, this is like Dancing with the Stars types of vibes to me. But, like, 10 steps lower.
I don't know. Every celebrity's got a cousin.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, Jesus.
But I'd still rather watch, like, Tom Hanks' niece. Then like
Tom Hanks' niece screaming that she deserves more camera time. Honestly, it immediately became a reality TV iconic moment.
Yeah, everybody was like, put her on the challenge. Put her on Big Brother.
Okay, let's calm down. Let's calm down.
Put her on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. RuPaul, is it?
RuPaul, is it?
So anyways, I don't know. Watch it. It's fun summer viewing. I didn't watch the first season when it was airing. I like binged it up until the finale last season because my friend had told me it was good. And I loved it. I'm glad it's back. Celine's back.
Well, good for Franklin. Good for... honestly, if Tom Hanks, what's going on with his family? Do you know about Chet Hanks?
Yeah, I saw his... I saw clips of him on that show that got
canceled.
Feel
like he said, I feel like he says, ra-ta-ta-ta.
In the first season of Claim to Fame, they had Laverne Cox's twin.
Oh, word.
It was good. The
cool.
Show was good.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, are you going to be watching the new Wheel of Fortune?
With Ryan Seacrest as the host taking over for Pat Sajak?
Yeah, you know what? Pat Sajak, I feel like he was what? Either for Trump or anti-vaccine or something recently. I was like, uh-oh.
Was he?
Maybe I'm making it up and spreading rumors. Hey, speaking of spreading rumors that we make up, apparently that All-Stars cast list that we talked about last week was... debunked.
All fake, which both and all both.
I don't know, just the one with Tatiana, because Tatiana said debunked.
Oh, she quote tweeted us. She's a listener.
Well, no,
of the pod.
One of our little cycle babies fact checked us in the tweets, so I say thank you.
Well, this was true. These were rumors you were spreading. I was just accomplice.
It was but a talking point, my dear.
It was
but a gossip, a rumor.
Hey, did you hear Roseanne's talking point this week?
Yes, I did. And you know what? I find Roseanne to be... I feel... At what point are we going to start having a three strikes, you're out of the media, like, type of situation? Cancel culture.
You can't with Twitter. Everyone's got a Twitter.
I know. Well, I just saw her, like, denying that the Holocaust happened. And I'm like, okay, well, there are some things that are... what are we going to have a conversation with you about in pop culture if you are going around and using your platform to say the Holocaust didn't happen?
She's
like,
also
at some point, it's like, no thanks.
She's also tweeted racist things, so among
many, many things. But I what I saw her go viral for this week was she said that Trump was the first female president.
Yes.
In a lot of ways, if you think about it. And I have thought about it, and I can't find any of the ways that she's saying there's a lot of, but...
Maybe we'll get a follow-up.
If anyone has any info to the ways, you let me know.
Great. Awesome.
And the only other thing that's on my to-talk list was Furby is back.
I saw. Furby got a makeover, gayer than ever.
I know. Well... they use they, them pronouns, and gender doesn't exist for the Furbies, so they are non-binary.
Wow.
So, yeah. The future liberals want.
Yeah. Did you have... we've talked about Furbies before. Did you have one?
No, baby. You think I was rich?
We had one Furby to share across four children.
Yeah, well, we didn't even have one across 10,000.
Furby was one of those toys that would wake up in the night and be out. You'd hear its mechanical eyes blinking and it'd be out.
No, we did have a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, wow. You were rich.
Oh, no, we were poor. It was an old, old Teddy Ruxpin that maybe you could... like.
Is a hand-me-down?
You could wash it because everyone could... use those like markers on it.
I don't think Teddy Ruxpin did a collab with that bear, but I remember that bear.
Well, our Teddy Ruxpin was assumed in the household to be one of those bears, so it had stains.
You just drew Sharpie on your Teddy Ruxpin.
It was not a washable, but many in the household thought it was a washable.
Well, Sorry about your luck.
We didn't have a Furby, but I am interested in Furbies. I am very much interested in Furby culture. A lot of people will buy Furbies and take off the fur and put new things on it.
I saw a skin your Furby.
I saw a Furby covered in baked beans. I would like that. I've been looking for a new hobby.
Babe, if you can make a chicken bear, you can skin a Furby.
And there you have it. And I've always said that.
You should do an unconventional materials challenge with just Furbies.
Okay.
Imagine a blazer, a jacket.
Did
with
you say imagine dragons?
Imagine dragons with a shoulder moment, but it's just a Furby perched on each shoulder. A skinned Furby with baked beans. No, it's giving shoulder pad. It's giving 80s.
Okay,
it's giving baked beans dripping down your back.
Okay, girl.
Hey, the only other thing I wanted to talk about is, did you see whose jock strap was on auction for $37,000?
No, but let me think about who I would spend that much on their jock strap.
Good.
Is it used?
I mean, apparently they wore it.
Elvis?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Because that's the answer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I was just, you're lying.
I swear that's the answer. Elvis Chockstep went on auction for $37,000.
Well, when I was just thinking, who's it was going to be Elvis or Michael Jackson or like something that, like a collectible, not somebody who's horny.
Oh, well, look at you, knowledge. The thing that I thought was
maybe
weird.
Maybe they're horny and wanting collectibles.
The thing that I thought was weird, though, when I was reading this article about Elvis's jockstrap on the auction, was that it said, "It." I think it said he did wear it, and it's got like EP bedazzled into the waistband. But in the article, it said that he gave it to his
EP, like the
Elvis Presley.
P, you got me with P.
Well, it has EP like initialed in it, and like cheap looking rhinestones, but then the article said that he gave it to his nephew.
Hell yeah. That's I'm what like, they were doing. It's a family heirloom down, baby.
You hand your jockstrap down to your nephew, and now the nephew's the one selling
a family heirloom.
The only heirlooms I like are tomatoes.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's been real.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. You can find me. Find me.
Come and find me.
You can find me. I'm going to be in a package that Corey throws on stage at the Pink concert, and she's going to open it, and it's going to be a surprise. It's me.
Valentina?
It's me, Pink. Hi.
Did you say on slage?
I didn't. Nope. Where can people find you?
You can find me skinning some Furbies.
All right. All right.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay.
Bye.